This program provides education, not advice. See the truthayf.com disclosure page for details.
This is where technology, innovation, and personal finance come together.
This is the truth about your future with Rick Edelman. Brought to you by Global X ETFs, dedicated to providing investors with unexplored intelligent solutions, and by Invesco QQQ. Anyone can become an agent of innovation with Invesco QQQ, Invesco Distributors, Inc.
It's Wednesday, March 22nd. 100 years ago, odds were high that you lived and worked on a farm. That was a 24/7, 365 job because, you know, cows and pigs and chickens, they never take the day off. They got to be fed or milked or always cared for. And crops always needed tending to every day. The Industrial Revolution gave us the six-day work week. Sunday was off for religious reasons. Eventually, that led to the five-day work week. In 1938, Congress created the 40-hour work week and set overtime pay for anything more than that. That was then. Now, there's a movement to a four-day work week. Is that affordable? Is it sustainable? Can businesses operate profitably if their employees are only working 4 days a week? Well, there's a big study that's been going on in London to try to answer these questions. 61 companies participated in the study, and the four-day work week proved to be so successful that most of the companies in that study say they're going to stick with it. They're not going back to a five-day work week. Well, as you'd expect, the workers love it. A third of them say they love it so much that if their boss wanted them to go back to working 5 days a week, they would demand a 25% pay increase. 8% of them want a 50% pay increase to work a fifth day. And 15% of the workers said there's no amount of money that would ever cause them to go back to working 5 days a week. As part of the test, the employers had their staffs work 4 days a week, but with no cut in pay or benefits. The employees worked 32 hours a week. They didn't work 10 hours a day for 4 days. They stuck to their 8-hour day. They went from 40 hours to 32 hours. At the end of the test, the employees say they got more sleep, they had lower stress, their personal relationships improved, and so did their mental health. The employees say they had more time to take care of their children, grandchildren, and parents. Male workers said they doubled the amount of time they spent with caregiving or family responsibilities. What about the companies? They said their revenue, on average, stayed the same. And turnover dropped, meaning fewer people quit during the test. People quitting is a huge cost to employers, because you got to spend money hiring and training new people. And while you're doing all that, it's hurting your productivity and profits. So if fewer people quit, that translates into a better deal for the business. Of the 61 companies in the trial, 56 of them said they're going to stick with the four-day work week. Two are still testing the idea. Only three of them said they're going to go back to a five-day work week. Now, I don't think this is going to become standard everywhere anytime soon. A couple of things to point out. In this test, two-thirds of the companies have only 25 workers or less. This wasn't tried at a big, massive company like a Fortune 500. And these companies were all in the white-collar industry. So these jobs are basically all desk jobs. Two-thirds of the workers, in fact, have a college degree in that test. So it raises the question, would a four-day work week work in manufacturing or in retail, healthcare, or in the hospitality industry? I guess it would work. You would personally just work 4 days a week. That means if the business is open 7 days a week, you know, like a hotel, well, I guess that just means the boss has to hire more people. But that means costs are going to rise, and that means prices they charge are going to rise. That means sales are going to fall, profits are going to fall. So is this really a sustainable idea for every industry? And what about workers who would rather work more to earn more? Will they be able to in an environment where everybody is limited to a four-day work week? There's no question that work-life balance causes the idea to have some appeal. In fact, last year, a bill was introduced in Congress to set the standard work week at 32 hours, making everything else overtime. So, is this an experiment in London that is just going to remain an experiment in London? Or is the four-day work week coming to you and coming sooner than you think? I'm not sure. All I'm reminded of is Richard Nixon, who once said that the four-day work week was coming in, quote, the not-too-distant future. He said that while he was vice president in 1956. Four-day work week, it might be a part of your future. And it might not. Hey, do you listen or watch the podcast on YouTube? Leave a comment. Tell me what you think. The link to our YouTube channel is in today's show notes. I'll see you tomorrow.
The Truth About Your Future is sponsored by GlobalX ETFs. Exponential technologies are transforming the world around us and creating investing opportunities along the way. Artificial intelligence, robotics, and 5G mobile networks are among the emerging technologies shaping the future. But is your portfolio keeping up? Visit GlobalXETFs.com to discover how you can invest in these and other disruptive innovations.
Did you know Schwab offers a satisfaction guarantee? If for any reason you're not completely satisfied, Schwab will refund your fee or commission and work with you to make things right. You won't find that kind of promise everywhere, but you will find it at Schwab. It's just another way that they put clients' interest at the heart of everything they do. Learn what's included and how it works at schwab.com/satisfaction. That's schwab.com/satisfaction.
Cutting-edge investment information delivered in plain English.
This is The Truth About Your Future with Rick Edelman.